This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Hello and welcome to Teen Spective. I am your host, Hannah Smith, and today we're going to be talking about Married at First Sight. There's a little bit of scandal. Ooh, I wonder what the scandal will be. I haven't read the article just yet, but it is again from Stuff. So let's get into some music before we get into it, eh? Here's Aretha Franklin with the Royal Philharmonic Band, You're All I Need to Get By.
Plain to see, you were my destiny. With my arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I sacrificed for you.
And that was You're All I Need to Get by Aretha Franklin. Now, this article is from Stuff, so if you can have a look at it, go to www.stuff.co.nz. And it is called Married at First Sight New Zealand Participants Sign Contract Disclosing Criminal History Documents Show. Married at First Sight New Zealand's application process has been called into question after a contestant on the upcoming season was found to have an outstanding domestic violence charge in the United States. US courts documents provided to Stuff show that Chris Mansfield, a groom on the new season, who was to wed a stranger in a non-legally binding marriage, was arrested on May 3, 2009 in Seattle, Washington, on a criminal complaint of domestic violence. Court records show that while Mansfield denied the charge and was to face a jury trial, he subsequently failed to appear at a pre-trial hearing. A warrant was issued for his arrest for non-appearance, and the court says that it is still outstanding. A copy of a former contestant's agreement obtained by Stuff showed contestants were required to complete criminal history checks and warrant they have no convictions of any kind whatsoever, other than those disclosed to Warner Brothers. In the participant declaration or otherwise in writing, whether criminal or not. If criminal charges are brought against the participant between the date of this agreement and the end of the term, the participant shall inform Warner Brothers immediately, the agreement read. It is not known if similar disclosure requirements still apply, and it is not clear whether such requirements would have applied to the charge laid against Mansfield in the United States. However, MediaWorks has said it was not aware of the unresolved charge against Mansfield until inquiries from Stuff. Former contestants of the reality show had shared their concerns over the application process. Hayden Daniels, who appeared on season one, said the entire process was pretty loose and the police checks performed were standard. I just applied and they just did the standard police check, which isn't like a full vet, just a conviction history. Another season one contestant, Andrew Drury, wasn't even sure his police check was conducted. I don't think that it was actually done. I only say that because I never heard anything about it whatsoever. In regards to the new contestant's background, both agreed the checks performed by MediaWorks wouldn't have returned information about the charge in America as it was an international issue. I doubt that a MediaWorks check would have gone through Interpol, Daniel said. Jury added he wasn't sure how they, MediaWorks, would get to that information. Why would they be testing American backgrounds, he asked. But Daniels told Stuff the show's creators need to be careful about who they put onto these shows. While Jerry believed the vetting process was inadequate, he said it needed to be a little bit more rigorous. Jerry believed Mansfield should be removed without question. MediaWorks failed to respond to any specific question regarding Mansfield and the show's vetting process. They provided Stuff with the following statement. MediaWorks were not aware of these allegations against Chris Mansfield until today. We are looking into it as a matter of urgency. Mansfield had been approached for comment. But apparently didn't even give one. Righty-o. Right, here we go. Here is Chris Renee rocking with you.
No good because they heard my name buzzing through the I've been a ladies' man, yeah, ever since I was a baby, man. But I don't need 1,000 girls, just one woman that'll rock my world. Cause you waited for me when I got out of jail. You held me down when they thought it would fail. Ooh, ooh, I'm doing good, yeah, you know that I would, right? Now it's just us, let's toast to the good life.
Them other girls now, that needs to go.
And that was Rocking With You by Chris Renee. Now, my opinion on that Married at First Sight thing. I think that they should actually do, it's good that they do standard police checks, but they need to make sure that they do it thoroughly. And they need to make sure that the person is telling the truth. So, a lie detector test or something? I don't know. I have only been police checked for work, so I wouldn't really really know. But if you're going to do a Oh, excuse me. So, like, if you're going to do a police check, you might as well do it thoroughly, and you might as well do it and make sure that you've got all the information that you need, even if it's from the internet, from the international, like, US, like, from charges in other countries, you should have those, to be quite honest. You need to have those so that they can, so that you can make an executive decision, you can make a proper decision on those facts. So let's say Chris got charged, he's been charged with this, and he's been charged with that, and he didn't make it to court, so that's a wrong thing. He still wanted to be in court, but he's here in New Zealand. So he needs to go back to America, and he needs to fix that charge right there and then. Like, it's a no-brainer. It is a no-brainer. But unfortunately, I don't know what MediaWorks are going to do, if they're going to keep him on the show or not have him on the show at all. To be honest, if it was me making this decision, I would not have him on the show, full stop. Because if they've got a charge like this and it's not been fixed, then don't have someone on the show like that. Like, honestly, that's going to mess with his potential wife's head, and because they're going to read this and then they're going to ask lots of questions and all that. And yeah, so be careful, I'd say. Just be a little bit careful. But anyway, here is Fifth Harmony featuring Ty Dolla $ign, Work From Home.
I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't wearing a nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick up the picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 but you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. Let's put it in a motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay, turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody, I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us, ain't no getting off early.
For me, yeah. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me.
Oh, yeah.
Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine, let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the babe, I'm her boo, and she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go, I'm gon' choose. She finesse, I fight for, she take that. Putting overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go away.
Work,
but you gotta be
away.
And that was Work From Home by Fifth Harmony featuring Ty Dolla $ign. What a good song that is. I was just like jamming out, having a bit of fun. Tell me, what do you guys want to hear on the show? Because we are reaching 100 episodes very, very quickly. We'll be reaching 100 episodes in November. I was looking at the calendar just before. So yes, in November, we'll be reaching 100 episodes. It's going to be great. I'm stoked, like, big plans. Might even get some of our past guests on the show, get them to record a couple messages or something and play them or something. I don't know. I haven't figured all that out, but figuring it out very, very slowly. If you guys want to hear a song or you want us to talk about a certain topic, then please get in touch. You can get in touch with me through the Teenspective Facebook, the Teenspective Instagram, or if you know me personally, through my social medias. Please don't hesitate to even contact me through Manawatu Two People's Radio. You can contact them and they'll contact me and let me know what you guys want so that I can figure it out, because I'm just scrolling through stuff trying to look for something, if I'm going to be quite honest with you. But yeah, let me know what you guys want me to talk about. Let me know what you guys want to hear your opinion on, what opinions on. I was going to do my SDR topic this week, but a lot of stuff has been going on. So we'll do it next week, definitely next week. I'll just find out some information about that and get some good music as well. Right, here is the last couple songs that I'm going to play for you today. This is Chris Renee, Rocking With You, and Atomic Kitten, The Tide Is High.
Just know that it's true to me.
been a ladies' man, yeah. Ever since I was a baby, man. But I don't need 1,000 girls. Just one woman that'll rock my world. Cause you waited for me when I got out of jail. You held me down when they thought it would fail. Ooh, ooh, I'm doing good. Yeah, you know that I would, right? Now it's just us, let's toast to the good life.
Them other girls now, that needs to go.
The Tide Is High by Atomic Kitten and Rocking With You by Chris Renee. That is all I have for today. So next week we'll be talking about Selective Dorsalized Anatomy Operation, which I had five years ago this week. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. This year has just gone super, super quickly. And we're reaching 100 episodes in 2019, so that's amazing. I thank you guys so much for being on this journey. I thank you guys so much for sticking with me and being with me. If you've been a listener since day one, you are awesome. You are an OG, as they call it, on the YouTube. On YouTube, they call it the OG. So you've been OG since day one. You're amazing. Thank you guys so much, and I will catch you next week. Bye.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.